Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jed, Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Welcome to New York. How do you feel about coming to town?
I'm excited. There's a lot of momentum, it seems like, building with some of the moves the Mets have made this offseason. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
The Mets have expressed, you know, the day you signed, I texted someone with the Mets and I said, where's he going to play? They said everywhere and every day. So, I mean, that's an interesting description. Everywhere and every day. How many positions are you comfortable at?
Well, I've got experience at three infield spots,
right.
extensive experience at second, third, and short. So
you feel comfortable at all? Equally comfortable at all three?
Yeah, I think the numbers would say I'm probably best at second base. But I feel comfortable playing all three.
And you know, it's funny. Second is probably the one, if everything works out right, you'll play the least, most likely, Robbie being there. You know.
Yeah. I mean, you never know how these.
You never know, but
out,
most likely, yeah. You know, Robbie does play a lot of games. I mean, that's been his history, as you know, to play all the time. So, but do you play the outfield? Could you play the outfield?
I've never done it in my professional career.
Okay, so I wonder if that'll come up. Who knows? How about first base? Could you play first base in a pinch?
I've got a few innings over there. I think that's certainly a possibility.
Gotcha. Okay, so you know you're going to be. They mentioned Ben Zobrist. You're going to be the Mets version, and that's quite a good model to use of Ben Zobrist, who has been such a important player.
Yeah, no, I've always viewed my versatility as an asset. So,
yep.
I think if we can, if we can get it right, I think it'll be a benefit to everyone.
We're coming on. We're talking with Jed Lowrie, coming off a very good year, obviously in Oakland with 23 homers, 99 RBIs, a very good season. What attracted you to the Mets? What you obviously had places to go. What was it that the Mets said that really, other than the money, what attracted you to the team?
Well, I think the first thing I mentioned, a lot of the moves that have been made.
Right.
It was a roster that had a lot of talent to begin with. You key in on the pitching staff specifically, and then you add in, the bullpen arms that they were able to acquire this offseason, and then the position players on top of that. It's an exciting roster.
You've spent most of your career, almost all of your career, I think, maybe even all of your career, if I think off the top of my head, in the American League, I think all of it, right? Have you played in the National League at all? I don't think so, right?
When
Houston was there, you were there. Okay, so 1 year. How do you feel about the transition? Is that going to be interesting? Is that going to be tough, or is that going to be easy?
Well, I think it'll be, I'll have to learn some pitchers, kind of at breakneck speed. I'm confident in my routine and my ability. So I think just getting in there and getting that experience, facing those guys early on will help down the road.
Brody was your agent before this, so was that a big factor? Did that open a lot of doors? Was that key, or was it not a big factor?
Well, I think what factored in is that, we've had, we've talked baseball for a number of years, and so to know how he thinks about the game and to kind of have a little insight into his vision, just with, talks throughout the years, I think it helped, but you know, I think it was more than just that connection.
Plus, you a couple of smart guys because you're both from Stanford, aren't you? Aren't you a Stanford guy too? You are, right?
I am.
All right. So yeah, it's that you have that in common too, obviously. So we're talking with Jed Lowry. What from a distance? What was your? Do you have any preconceived notions about the Mets? As far as the franchise as a whole, I mean, I'm sure you didn't give it a whole lot of thought, but any preconceived thoughts about the Mets at all?
I mean, I know it's a storied franchise, 2 world championships, and you know a lot of great players, a lot of good teams, and so you know I think that's it'll be fun to be a part of that organization.
How many games, you must have been through there sometime in the last couple of years, how many games have you played at Citi Field? Have you played there at all?
Well, I actually I played in the first game ever played there.
Oh, you did?
When the Mets, I was with the Red Sox at the time in the opener.
Oh, that preseason game, you mean, the exhibition game?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I was one of the first in the building.
Oh, that's wow. What you have any thoughts about the ballpark itself?
It's a beautiful facility. Back then too, they had the fences way, you know, pushed back with
the
16-foot walls, and so they brought them in a little bit, and so it probably plays a little more fair than it used to. But yeah, it's a beautiful park, beautiful facility. I got a tour of the clubhouse today. Had never been on the home side before, so it was great to see the facilities that are available there.
I really like the park. I really do. It's got a ballpark feel. You know, Yankee Stadium is such a big building, and obviously it's very different, and it's obviously the Yankees. But I think I like the coziness of Citi Field. It feels like a ballpark. It really does. Plus, the ball, I have to say, is pretty fair. You can hit the ball out of that ballpark. It'll go out of that park, especially in the summer months. It'll go out of there.
I think, like I said, especially when they move those fences in, it seems to play fair.
We're talking with Jed Lowry. How about the idea of, you know, is it fair to say you're a guy who can play one day here, next day there? I mean, rather than settling in and playing a couple of weeks here, filling in, or a couple of weeks there, are you a guy who can handle that kind of movement day in and day out, just, you know, playing almost every day, but playing a whole bunch of different positions? Is that something? Have you ever had a year where you did that?
I've played all over, particularly early in my career with Boston. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's tough to do, I would think. You know, if you're going to be an everyday guy but always changing positions, I would think, you know, like last year you played predominantly, what, second base?
Yes.
And so, I mean, I would think that's got to be, a tough thing for anybody to handle. Now, some guys are good at it. You obviously can play every position. But I would think, you know, you settle into the position and get kind of a rhythm and get a feel for a position. Bouncing from position to position has got to be a unique talent to have.
Yeah, no, it's something that you got to work at for sure, and I'll have to get into that routine.
How would you rate it? Would you say second was first? Is that fair to say? Would that be your best position?
Yeah, I think the numbers would agree with that too.
And then now short's always a little different for all you guys. Obviously, when you're filling it short, and you're not a primary shortstop. But how do you handle shortstop?
Yeah, I mean, I played there for a number of years, and I still feel like I got the footwork to do it, and I don't think I would be asked to do it on an everyday basis for an extended period of time. I think I could still do it here and there.
What's the hardest part of playing? If you're not an everyday shortstop, what's the hardest part of playing a position? Is it double play? Is it the range? Is it the throw from the hole? What would be the hardest part of playing the position if you're not an everyday shortstop?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes back to the footwork and the different arm angles that you have to use all over the diamond.
Yeah, I would think that would be pretty tough. I mean, and how about third? Is it third an easy? Like, if you played second one night and third the next, is that an easy transition for you?
I think if you get your reps in, I think it's manageable.
How do you go about like when you go to training, when you go down to Port St. Lucie this year, and you're going to do this and play all over the field, how will you work? What will be the way you would work at it? Give the fans an idea. Will you take balls every day at every single one of the positions? I mean, how will you work on getting ready for the season?
I'll focus mostly on the position that I'll be playing that day,
right.
on any given day. But then, you know, if I'm feeling rusty, I need to take a few more. Then, I might go out there and take a few at the other positions.
Gotcha. And how about first? You know, first is not an, people think it's easy. It's not an easy position to play. I mean, you got a lot of responsibilities. Footwork is a key. You got to be involved in a lot of cutoffs, the bunts, all the different stuff. How about first base? Is that a tough transition? Do you have to spend a lot of time over there to feel comfortable, or can you jump in there and feel comfortable?
Yeah, I think, you know, first is one of those positions that has, you know, its own unique footwork and timing. And so that's one that, you know, particularly, you know, your instincts, you kind of have to work on, because you're going to the base pretty much on every single play. And so that's a little bit different.
Your power numbers really jumped up last year, Jed. How come? What, any special reason? I mean, you had shown it, like, if you go back to Houston, where you hit 16 homers and 340 at-bats years ago, but if you go from 14 in 2017 to 23 last year, any reason, any different, any adjustment, anything that was different why you put up much bigger power numbers last year?
Well, I think I got into a good routine. I've really refined my approach and routine at the plate, and you know, I was able to stay strong and healthy all year.
Yeah, because I mean, you had a big, 23 homers, 99 RBIs. That's a heck of a year.
Yeah. No, it was a good year for sure.
How many home runs? I mean, are you a guy who has, as a switch hitter, are you a guy that equal power both ways? I mean, most switches hitters I've seen in my life, obviously uppercut a little left-handed and then hit more line drives righty. Would that be fair for you too, or are you an equal power guy from both sides, or is one side better?
I probably have a little bit more power from the left side on a consistent basis, but I would probably say raw power is just because my right-handed swing is my natural swing. I probably have a little bit more raw power from the right side, just, you know, traditionally speaking or historically speaking. But you know, I'm a line drive hitter. I try to just drive the ball. You know, I'm not big enough. I'm not strong enough to try to go out there and lift balls out of the ballpark. So I try to hit balls hard all over the ballpark, and you know, let them go where they will.
Are you a, you know, natural right-handed hitters? I mean, I go back to watching Mickey Mantle as a kid, and he was, you know, he used to say, the couple of interviews I did with him, he said, heck, if I had batted right-handed, I could have hit 400. He said, if I just batted right-handed. He said, left-handed, I just hit home runs and I popped up and struck out a lot. And, you know, mm-hmm. obviously being self-effacing, you know, because he had years where he actually batted 400 right-handed, but he was a wicked right-handed, you know, hitter with line drives and much more of an uppercut guy left-handed. Is naturally, do you feel more comfortable naturally where you have to work harder on one side, or has it come to the point where it's just the same either way?
No, I think because my right-handed swing is my natural side, I have to put in a little bit more work on the left side.
Gotcha. It's an interesting thing. You've been when did you start switch hitting? At what age?
In games, I started as a freshman in high school.
Interesting. All right. Who was the guy who prompted you to become a switch hitter?
You know, it was my dad. He just said, "Hey, why don't you jump in the cage and take a few swings left handed?" This is back in the days of, you know, the coin operated pitching machines where you got eight or ten pitches.
And you took to it right away?
I mean, there was something there, but I had to work pretty hard, you know, to refine it. Yeah, I feel like I kind of got a late start as far as switch hitting is concerned when I started in high school. So I put in a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to hear when guys do it and what they're, what's behind them. You know, your dad was a pretty smart idea. That's a very smart idea. Have you ever batted right on? I know you wouldn't bat left on left. Have you ever batted right on right?
Not since you know, I started switch hitting. So, long time ago.
You know, it's funny. The reason I bring that up is I saw Mantle as a kid, and he batted righty against the knuckleball that Hoyt Wilhelm threw.
That's the only time. Sorry.
Yeah, and so he went up right-handed against the knuckleball. The only time he ever did it, and I never got to ask him why, but he did go up there right-handed against the knuckleball. Now, it's not going to obviously break one way or spin, so obviously that's the reason. But I just thought it was fascinating to see if you ever did that, because I always remember him doing that. So have you ever thought about doing that or no?
I had in the major leagues facing knuckleballers. I've hit right on right. It always seems like the knuckleballs from that side they came into me. So you know, it felt like I had an opportunity to pull the ball a little bit more off the softer thrower.
Interesting. Well, listen, welcome to the team. I know they're thrilled to have you. You know, the Mets are going to have an interesting season. They really are. They'd be nice if they get Cespedes back. I don't know if they will. But, you know, with the pitching they have, you know what kind of pitching they have. It should be and they've added some interesting guys like Cano and some relievers and yourself. So it should be a fun season.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, listen, thanks very much for coming on. Good luck this season.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Jed Lowry, who, as the Mets said, and the day they got him, I texted him and said, what are you going to do with Lowry? They said, play him everywhere and play him every day. So there you go. That's your new Ben Zobrist with the Mets. Now, whether or not he plays the outfield, said he never did. Played a little first, a lot of second, some third, and a little short. That seems to be the recipe with these guys. You know, listen, if you're not an everyday shortstop, you're not an everyday shortstop. So, but he can play short, he can play first, obviously play a lot of second. Now, with the Mets, unless Cano's hurt, he's not going to play a lot of second. Cano never comes out of a game. The guy plays every game every year. Cano does not come out of games. Now, last year he came out of a lot of them because he was suspended for half the season. But other than that, if you go back and look, nobody during that span of about 7-8 years played more games than Cano in the whole major leagues. He played every day, every game. So he does not come out of games unless he's, he doesn't get hurt back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.